someone just lift up your voice and appreciate the rock of your salvation, the God of your strength.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The one who reigns forever and ever.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Adore him. Bless his holy name. Give him praise and give him thanks.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Appreciate the God of your salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lift up your two hands to him and bless his holy name. Lift up your two hands to him and adore him. There is no God like the God that we serve. We serve a good and mighty, gracious God. He's gracious in all his ways. God is good. God is good. God is good. And Father, we thank you today. Lord, we appreciate you today. Thank you, Father, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in this day. For God is good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You are welcome to church today. Look at somebody and smile to him and say, today is your day.
Today is your day.
Hallelujah. Once again, I welcome you to your year of awesome deeds. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Can you declare with me and say, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Please be seated with a clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This month is our month of divine increase, my heritage. And I'm trusting God that you will experience physical increase in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Physical increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in part two of our series today. And I'm beginning from the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. I just want to let you know that every child of God is a candidate for God's financial increase. If you are a child of God, then you are a candidate for God's financial increase upon your life. Financial increase is for every believer, not for some, not for some privileged people. It's not for some people that are very special or very smart. If you are a child of God, you have been destined for financial increase. It is your heritage. It is your birthright. Jesus purchased it for you on your behalf. I hope you know everything Jesus did on the cross, he did for you and I. Everything he did for you and I. His birth, his death, his burial, going to hell, and rising again the third day, he did everything for you and I. Now look at it. Revelation chapter 5, that's where we are beginning from this morning. Verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power. Look at that. A Christian shouldn't be without power. A Christian shouldn't be without power. Power to tell the devil, shut up. Leave my life alone. You are mad. Get out of this place. You require power to say to the devil, shut up, and he will shut up. You require power. And that power has been credited to your account. And then let's go on. He said, what is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches? Did you see that? Riches. So it is your right. Financial increase. You keep increasing on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. It is your right to increase. It is your spiritual heritage, so to say. All these things Jesus Christ has given to the church. God doesn't need power in heaven. God doesn't need riches in heaven. He doesn't need wisdom in heaven. Jesus Christ purchased these things on our behalf. It is yours. So please, I want you to know that for you to prosper, you need to know that it is yours. God gave it to you and I. It is given to us on the platform of the Abrahamic covenant. God entered into a covenant with Abraham. And because of that, Jesus Christ came. Because of the covenant that God entered with Abraham, Jesus Christ came as a result of that covenant. To bring us into the covenant of Abraham. And everything God promised to Abraham should be us, should belong to us legally. Genesis chapter 22. Let's see the words that God spoke to Abraham, the blessings of Abraham. He said in verse 16, we read from the New Living Translation. This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear, please, underline that statement. I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you and I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies. Listen to me, I don't mean this in a wicked way, but some businesses that are folding up, you will buy them over.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if somebody hear me. If you hear me, say that amen very well.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he says that we are going to take over the cities, houses, businesses of our enemies. And verse 18, he says, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me. Now, I want you to know this. God is not going to bless you necessarily because of you. He's going to bless you because of his covenant he entered with Abraham. Because Abraham obeyed God. Yes, you need to obey God, but I want you to know that the blessing is not just because you obeyed God, it's because God is fulfilling his covenant with Abraham. It's so important that you know this. God has determined to bless Abraham. And that's why you see the Israelites, the physical stock of Abraham, they are just blessed when they believe. Now, I mean, I've had a conversation with a Jew who wasn't blessed. He didn't believe in the God of Abraham. I had a conversation with him. But the one that believed in the God of Abraham, you hardly see them broke. You will never be broke another day of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
But please, I want you to understand that God has promised. He said, I swear by my name. God swore by his name. He swore by that name, Jehovah, the mighty God, the one who has never failed, the one who has power, who stretched out the heavens. By the spoken word, he said, I swear by my name. What a God we serve. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is to give us confidence. God has vowed that he will bless you because your ancestor, your father, Abraham, obeyed God's voice. I want you to catch it, because you see, if you just pass through your spirit like that, it needs to settle in your spirit. You need to take a hold of it. Pastor Wash was praying that the word for somebody will come. And I'm believing God that you won't let the word just pass you by. Please, get serious with this moment. This is your moment. This is your time. Don't let it pass you by. He said, I swear by my name. God swore. You can imagine when God swore. When God has spoken like this, it's like, yeah, in fact, whenever God speaks, a covenant is already in place. That's why you see that quail, they were just flying on top of each other. Can you imagine a bird, big bird like that? They were just flying on top of each other until they packed themselves on each other. Why? And you know, just before that time, Moses was complaining to God, where will I get food to flesh to, even if we kill all the animals? It will be enough. How much more, you say, for 1 month, you will give them food? God said, okay, Moses, you will know that I am the Lord. He said, by this time, you will see. And because God spoke, the God that cannot lie, birds were just flying on top of each other, flying on top of each other, until it got to 3 feet high, round about the camp. This same God has vowed to bless you.
Yes.
Not because of you necessarily, but because of Abraham. Because Abraham obeyed God. So you need to put yourself in line with the word of God. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We have been brought into the covenant. Now, before this time, every other person is suffering the consequence of Adam's sin. But Jesus Christ came to deliver us from that sin. He came to deliver us from it. You are delivered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. We'll read verse 13 to 14, a very well-known scripture. If you don't know it very well in your heart. Say it all the time. Speak it to yourself. Remind yourself of the fact that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham, that what God was saying to Abraham, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. Remember, God swore to Abraham, because you have obeyed my voice. And here now, because of Jesus, we have been brought into this blessing. Look at that. He says, having become a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. In case you are still thinking you do not belong to Abraham, the Holy Spirit have this recorded. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. Just before that, let's read verse 14. Once again from the NLT translation. I love something he has there. He said, through Jesus Christ. I like that word. Through Jesus Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles. Now, when you hear the Gentiles, this means people who believe in Jesus Christ that are not Jews. God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. The same blessing, not a lesser blessing. I will make your name great. I will curse them that curse you. In you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. That's the same blessing. He said, I will be your shield and your reward. The same blessing he blessed Abraham with. You will be fruitful in your body, fruitful in the works of your hands. And the Bible says, Abraham became rich in cattle and in silver. He was a cattle rearer. He was a trader in silver and in gold. Those are the blessings God promised Abraham. Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
Now, as a seed of Abraham, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, freed from all curses. Poverty is a curse. Poverty is a curse. I want you to know that. Lack is a curse. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 16 to verse 60 something, there you see all the curses listed in the book. Horrible things. Poverty is part of them. Lack is part of them. Want is part of them. But here the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, and if you belong to Christ, are in him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise. Because you belong to Christ, you are now an heir. As if you are the one to sit on that throne. That's the promise of God. So I want you to know that you have been blessed beyond measure. Have that mentality. Carry that mentality. Wherever you go, carry that mentality that you are a blessed man. It doesn't matter. You may not have the money physically in your hand now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. What God has spoken, he has spoken. It's a matter of time. While you are waiting, walk with dignity, speak with dignity, walk diligently. Are you a student? Be voracious with your studies. Whatever you are doing, do it with all your might. Because you are very, very convinced. As the night follows the day, as the day follows the night, in a second, you are very, very sure and convinced that the blessing of the Lord is coming upon your life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at this direct message to the church. This message is referring to the church in the book of Psalm 110. Psalm 110 verses 1 to 2. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Did you see that? All these things that are raging against you, all of them, they are coming under your footstool in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are coming under your feet in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Zion there refers to the church. That's why it's so important to be in a gathering like this, where you are receiving strength. Now, what is that going to do for you? He said, rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule in the midst of your enemies. And you know the truth? It takes wealth to rule. Amen.
Amen.
It takes money to rule. It takes wealth to rule. Wealth is required to rule. And you are going to have it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to have abundance of it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please put it in your heart. If you put it in your heart, it will come to your hand. Now look at this scripture. It's what I want you to put in your heart. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, again proclaim saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is the God of the armies of heaven speaking. What is he saying? He said, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. The Lord will again, the cities, the gospel, the kingdom of God will again spread abroad. It will spread everywhere in this nation, whether they like it or not.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, some people say churches are too much. You don't have enough. The places where sins are being committed are much more. And the Bible says, where there is sin, grace will abound much more. Where is the avenue for grace? It's the church that gives the avenue for grace. So there will be, look, listen to me, people of God. The Bible has spoken. God has spoken. I want you to lash onto it. He said, my city's true prosperity shall yet spread abroad. Let this be in your heart. God, I want to be part of those spreading the gospel. Spreading it, and it is true prosperity. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now, look at that. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. These are two scriptures that you must have in your spirit. Meditate upon them. Think about them. Talk about them. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Did you see that? That means this gospel must spread before Jesus comes back. This gospel must spread. This gospel must spread. It will spread. It will spread. It will spread. May you be part of those spreading it.
Amen.
May you be part of those spreading it.
Amen.
May you be part of those spreading it.
Amen.
You know something that is getting me excited? I've come to believe that the last day's church is not a poor church. It's not a beggarly church. It's a church of power. It's a church of influence. And that's referring to the people in the church. According to the word of God, if you read it in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, and you read it again in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, he said the same thing verbatim. The church will be lifted, will be high on top of the mountains, exalted above all the hills, and people shall flow unto it. People shall flow unto it. People shall flow unto it. Why? He said, for out of Mount Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You know, the Lord there talks about authority. The words that are coming will be dominating the darkness in the world. And men will want light to dominate their darkness. Yes. So they will flow to Zion. They don't have choice. God has designed it that way. So get set. Get set, as people will be wondering what is happening to your life. Let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. For he will teach us of his ways and we will walk in his path. He said that one, he belongs to Zion. Let's go to him. Let's go to her. Are you getting what I'm talking about? There is a way that seems right unto a man, but it ends in destruction. That's why we must not follow our ways. We must follow the way of the Lord when it comes to wealth. I'm not talking of survival. I'm not talking of trying to meet your needs. I'm talking of situation where God brings you to the place in this land. I'm not talking of African nation. In this land, where you pay cash for people's house, you pay off their mortgage. God has so blessed you. God will so bless you that you now become a blessing. Remember, he said you will be a blessing. He makes you to pay off the mortgage in people's house. He said, I'm not talking of bread and butter. Look, what I'm telling you about today is beyond bread and butter. I want you to understand.
Thank you.
I want you to understand. And I'm not talking of when you go to Africa. Oh, yes, you can do it. But in this land, you will pay off people's mortgage.
Amen.
Why? God will so bless you. God will so transform you. Because God swore. He swore.
Yes, he did. By his name.
How will God do it? Look at that. Because you know we are looking at the how to kingdoms world. How will God do it? Isaiah chapter 48. That's why we must keep our spirit sound. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Be sound in the spirit. Be sound in the spirit. Don't allow carnality into your spirit. Don't allow carnality into your life. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stand for God. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, stand as the light of heaven. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse 17, he said, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit. Who teaches you to profit? Mark, underline that word. He teaches you to profit. Who leads you by the way you should go? Did you see that? He makes you profitable in your adventure. So even though your beginning is small, it will make your later end increase as a result of profiting in your life. Profit here, profit there, profit there. Yeah, a little, there a little. I tell you the truth. Remember where God promised us, I said to you guys last month, where God promised us is above the nations. Above the nations of the earth. That's the promise. So it's a huge thing that we are talking about here. He said he will teach you how to make profit. He will teach you to profit. He will lead you in the way you should go. And you know the Bible says when he led them through the wilderness, they tasted not. When he led them, they didn't taste. There was no taste. Can you imagine going through the wilderness? And yet, they went through that wilderness where there was no water, but there was no, God provided them water in abundance. He will lead you in the way you should go.
Amen.
So according to this scripture, let's stop praying. Oh God, please prosper me. Oh God, no. That's not the prayer you should be praying. If you want to pray about prosperity, you should pray, oh God, teach me how to prosper. That's what he said. He will teach you. He said, that's what he says in the scripture. I'm the Lord your God, your Redeemer, who teaches you. So that's what we should be thinking. We should be asking God to teach us by his word. By his word. To teach us. And then the way we should go. The way we should go. And please be committed to following the leading of the Lord. Because when he leads, there's always profit. Where God leads, there's always profit. And that's the truth. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You are coming into profit this month.
Amen.
You are coming into profit this month.
Amen.
You are coming into profit this month.
Amen.
So please don't go your way, because your way might seem right. That's why we must always cross-check with the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12. And Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. They said the same thing. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Did you see that? That's why we must follow the way of the Lord. Follow the way of the Lord. Get into the Bible. Get into this book. And seek God for insight, for revelations. Nothing moves you forward like the discovery you make from this book. Nothing moves you forward like the discovery you make from this book. It is the discovery that you make from this book that will turn your life around. Give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. It's in this book, but you must get a revelation of it. How? By meditating on the word of God, thinking about it, speaking about it, and let it be fired into your spirit. Let it get into your spirit. Are you understanding that? Please, people of God, go for discovery. Go for discovery. A wise man once said that next to the gift of salvation is revelation. Next to the gift of salvation is revelation. During this week, I had Bill Winston also said the same thing. Next to the gift of salvation is revelation. Go for revelation. It's all there in the book. It's there in the word of God. God is a God of covenant. He has vowed to bless you because you belong to Abraham. Not because of you per se, but because you belong to Abraham. That should excite you. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
That should excite us. You should be excited to know that God is going to bless you, not because of you, but because of Abraham. Look at what he said to Isaac. The same thing he said to Isaac. He said, I'm going to bless you, Isaac, because of what I promised to your father. And he did. The Bible says in that same year, somebody, can I hear somebody say that same year?
That same year.
This year will not pass until you reap a hundredfold.
Amen.
This, the Bible said, that same year, this is the year. For you, for somebody listening to me now, this year, that you are listening to me right now, a hundredfold is waiting for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Let's look at our scripture for the month. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers. He swore to Abraham. He repeated the same swearing to Isaac. The same thing he swore to Abraham, he said it to Jacob. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And he swore to Jesus. The covenant is between Jesus and God. Not between me and God. It's between Jesus and God. And because he had blessed Jesus, he had given authority unto Jesus, whatever Jesus has belongs to me. By the sacrifice. Because as Jesus was suffering there, he also took my suffering. He took all my sins, not some of my sins. He took all my sins. And in the same way, he releases all the blessings on us. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So he says, and you shall remember the Lord your God. I love this word. And you, because God was certain, God knew they would be blessed. He said, you shall remember, because that the time is coming, you will become so mighty. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power. This wealth you are seeing, the wealth that is coming to you, I want you to know that it is God that gives you the power to get them. It is God that gives you that creativity of mind. It is God that positions you at the right place at the right time. It is not your smartness. It's not your thinking. It's not because you are pretty. It's not because you are handsome. It's not because you are ugly. It's not because you are tall or because you are short. It is because you belong to Jesus Christ. I want you to understand that. And God has vowed. So he's saying to us here, you will remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Take note of that word. Which he swore to your father as it is this day. Now, what is covenant? I had two definitions of covenant. One of my own and then one that I got from David Ibioyemi. He was quoting Bishop David Oyedepo. So I took that word. But let me give you my own definition that I have been running with for a long time. It is an agreement, a deal, or a contract between two or more persons, sealed with an oath. As simple as that. Every covenant is sealed with an oath. Every covenant is sealed with an oath. You have no right to back out of it. If you back out of it, the consequences can be very, very dangerous. You can't. That's why you see people, when they enter into all this occult, they go into it with covenant, and when they try to come out of it, they just kill the people, except they run into a stronger covenant. Except they join a stronger, even in the gangs, in mafia, in Sicily, in Italy, the same thing. If you leave one gang, you have to go to a stronger gang. If not, you are dead. And it is true, the same thing. Back in my country, I saw a man who came out of a dark world covenant, and he wasn't strong, and they finished the man immediately. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is the covenant I had from David Ibioyemi. He was quoting Dr. David Oyedepo. He said, a covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms. I want you to understand that. Based on well-defined terms, this is covenant. Sealed with an oath, committing God's integrity to make good his promise. Let me read it again. A covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms.
sealed with an oath, committing God's integrity to make good his promises. I think this is a covenant you need to walk by. Hallelujah. As far as I'm concerned, this covenant, God's covenant, helps to build your confidence. It helps to build your confidence that there's a covenant. That means I'm in a covenant that cannot fail. Are you understanding that? You are in a covenant that cannot fail because we know God cannot fail. You are in a covenant that cannot lie because you know God cannot lie. The Bible says the strength of Israel shall not lie. He is God Almighty. He's not afraid of anyone, not afraid of anything. He keeps his promise. He said through his prophet, by this time tomorrow, prosperity will be everywhere. A man came, he said, even if God opened window, what an insult. Even if God opened window from heaven, can this thing be? The prophet looked at him and said, you will see it with your eyes, but you will not taste of it. And that's exactly what happened. The next day, it happened just like the man of God said. Why? We are talking of the God that created the heavens and the earth. He's so big that his leg is so long that the earth is his footstool. You know, when you have a stool, you just put your leg like that. God sits in the heaven. His leg is so long. You know, that's why I believe I don't need to pursue any man or anyone. Let's say you are looking for love, the guy has long leg. You know, back home, we used to say, so the man, that guy has long leg. My father has, your father has the longest leg. What else do you want? Let's get to him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. I want to read from the NLT translation. It says, therefore, obey the terms of this covenant so that you will prosper in everything you do. You will increase in everything you do. There are terms to the covenant. There are terms. Remember the definition we gave? The definition I read to you from Dr. David Oyedepo, he said, a covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms. So when you read the scripture, find out what is the term, what is my responsibility in this place. When you read, ask yourself, what is my own path in this place? Because you see, any faith that puts the absolute responsibility of the outcome on God is an irresponsible faith. It's an irresponsible faith. Every faith that has result has your part in it. If you remove your part, you will not get anything from God. You have your part. That is how God designed it. That is how God designed it. So you look for the, as you are reading, you are searching. What will you have me do? You know the rich young ruler, well-blessed man of God. He says, what do I lack? Because the man knew he lacked something, but he didn't know what he lacked. So you must find out where, what is my requirement? They are all there in the scripture. Glory to God. The terms of the covenant for financial increase includes but not limited to number one, serving God and the advancement of the kingdom with your financial resources. Serving God with your financial resources. This is part of the requirement, is part of the terms of the covenant. It has no respect for age. It has no respect for nations. It has no respect for races. It has no respect at all. Serving God and the advancement of the kingdom with your financial resources. You remember when Moses was about to, this just came to me now, when Moses was about to go out of Egypt with the people of God, and Pharaoh said, okay, I will allow you people to go, but only the men should go. What did Moses say? Moses said, no. We all need to go and worship the Lord our God. We must all go. And finally, he succumbed to that. And then he said, okay, you all can go. But let your wealth, your cattle, your sheep and everything stay behind. Moses said what? No. We don't know what God will ask for. We must go with everything. Are you getting what I'm talking about? That is a picture of what I'm painting to you, people of God. God expects you to serve him and advance his kingdom. Remember, through prosperity, the kingdom of God shall spread abroad. True prosperity. As you open your hand, God opens his treasure to you. And I'm praying that you will do it from your heart.
Amen.
I'm praying that as you give, whatever you see, it is not the quantity that you give that determines your blessing. It is the heart with which you give. If you give $5 with excitement, if you give $50 with excitement, if you give $500 with cheerfulness, God values it so much. You see, not by compulsion, not by pressure. Not by pressure. But if God had blessed you from the level of $5 to the level of $60, why give $5? You see, you can deceive man, but you can't deceive God. He's the God that knows the end from the beginning. Before you think of something, he already knows what you want to think about. Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
So you serve him with sincerity and genuity of heart. Advance in the kingdom of God. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. Oh, please make God the preeminence in your finance. Let him have the preeminence in your finance. Let God become the leader. Let him take over your finance. And you will see what God will do. I will be sustaining you by supernatural means. You will just be wondering how you were able to overcome some certain things. You won't know it. I've experienced it again and again. You can't determine how God did it, but he did it. How you were able to buy off that property and pay cash for it. You don't know how it happened, but it happened.
Amen.
You don't know how you were able to take over that business and paid for it, finally cash, but you did it. I thought somebody would say amen to that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But what are the terms? Like we read in the Bible, the terms of the covenant. You need to obey the terms of the covenant. What are the terms he's speaking of now? He's saying to us, advance my kingdom, because through prosperity, my kingdom will spread abroad. If you have a heart to spread my kingdom, I will channel the resources to you. That's what he's saying. That's what God is saying. You have the heart. You know, David said, it was in my heart. It was in my heart to build God a house. So God gave him the provision. God put it in his hand. If it is in your heart, God will put it in your hand. So put it, if you don't have it right now, fantastic. Don't let that discourage you. Use the power of your imagination. Use the power of your imagination backed by the word of God. Imagination without the word of God leads to destruction. But the imagination backed with the word of God is power. I tell you the truth, is revolutionary power. Imagination backed with the word of God. Let it be in your heart. If it is in your heart, God will put it in your hand. If it is in your heart, God will put it in your hand. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, look at, let's begin reading from verse verse 3 of chapter 1 of the book of Haggai. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to live in panel houses while the house lies, while this house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and have vested little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warmed. And he who earns wages to put them into a bag with hole. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Please, can you say with confidence, God forbid.
God forbid.
Did you see that? Why? Because they had left the kingdom of God to be in ruins. Now look at that. The next scripture says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now look at this next one. He said, go up to the mountain and bring wood and rebuild the house that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much and it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of my house, we can say today, because of the gospel that you have neglected. Somebody said, thank God I'm not neglecting the gospel.
Thank God I'm not neglecting the gospel.
I'm not at all. He said, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you runs into your own house, therefore the heavens over you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its crops. With such description, increase cannot come to these people. But he said to them to consider their ways. And I'm sure they did. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm sure they did. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please, put your heart in your little giving that you are giving today. In the mighty giving you are giving today, put your heart in it. Put your heart in it. Lord, we are going to take over this land for Jesus. And then we are going to spread out into everywhere. I don't mean just the Love Pavilion now. I mean the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's why you must enthrone God in your heart. Enthrone God in your finance. Let God be first. Give him the first place. Give him the first place. Look at this scripture. 1 Kings. We looked at it last week. Let's look at it again, because it's relevant in these terms of the covenant. You know, the first terms of the covenant we're looking at this morning is that serve God and the advancement of his kingdom with your financial resources. To serve God without your finance, you are not ready for the blessings of the Lord. He will bless you. Fantastic. You will get to heaven when it's time for you to go to heaven. But to enjoy his prosperity, I'm not talking of natural prosperity now. I'm talking of supernatural, I'm talking of divine increase. It has to be the terms of God. Just to give you a background of this story, because of the wickedness of the king here, Elijah prophesied that there would be no rain for 3 years except by his word. Is it 3 years now? 3.5 years. He said, except by his word. And God sent Elijah to a place where he was being fed by raven. Now, you see, this is God. We're talking of. I was told that ravens are one of the most
smartest birds. They remember faces.
Can you imagine that? They remember faces, okay? That's good. So that's why they remember Elijah's face. But I was told that they are very greedy birds. Very greedy. They can't share their food. But yet, they will bring food to Elijah. Amen. Baked, freshly baked bread. My God, supernatural provision is coming your way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Supernatural provision is coming your way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then when that finished, God said to Elijah, he said, go to Zarephath, for I have instructed a widow there to take care of you. You see, God will instruct somebody to take care of you.
Amen.
They won't know why they are doing it, but they will do it.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They will just love to be a part. They will just love to help you. God will instruct them to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Supernaturally. Even if they don't want to do it, they will keep doing it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
A man was giving a testimony. I think it's Oral Roberts. I can't remember very well now. He said the man came and gave him $1,000. You know, in those days, $1,000 is a huge money. I'm talking of 1950 something. He gave Oral Roberts $1,000 and said, look, I don't like you. I don't like you. But I want to be part of what you are doing. He came again. I still don't like you. He gave another one. He doesn't like the man, but he's bringing his resources. And of course, eventually, God touched the man's heart. He got born again. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So this was the case of Elijah. Elijah. God had instructed this widow woman to take care of this man of God. And he came and saw the woman gathering little sticks. And said to the woman, please bring me a cup of water. The woman said, okay, you are a man of God, I can spare you some water. And as he was going to bring the water, he said, excuse me, in addition to the water, bring me a loaf of bread, a loaf of cake, a piece of cake. The woman said, oh man of God, even your God knows, even your God knows that I don't have anything. Even your God knows that I don't have anything except a little flour and oil. Meanwhile, remember, God had already instructed this woman. But she was doing as if she didn't know anything. Why? Because she was looking at what was available. That's why we must take our eyes off the physical and put our eyes on God's word and what God says to us. Are you hearing that?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first. Somebody say first.
First.
Say it again, first.
First.
God must have the first place in your life, financially. He said, make for me first. The scripture says that God may have the first, the preeminence. I think that's found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 or thereabout. God must act. He said, make for me first and bring it to me. And afterward, make for yourself and your sons. And that's how that woman and his family lived, enjoying the goodness of the Lord when others were suffering. You will not suffer with the masses.
Amen.
I say you will not suffer with the masses.
Amen.
You will not suffer with the masses.
Amen.
Say that amen like you know what you are talking about.
Amen.
Let God have the preeminence in your finance. Let him have the first place. Serve God with enthusiasm. Serve God with joy. Let the joy of the Lord ring all over you. As you are ministering to somebody, let the joy of the Lord be all over you. Not ministering to somebody and you are looking like a deputy devil. No. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let the joy of the Lord be all over you. With that broad smile. With the Holy Ghost smile on you. Remember what we said last Sunday, and I want to bring it again.
Is it Sunday now or Wednesday? Obedience is your greatest weapon in the kingdom of God. Obedience is your greatest weapon in the kingdom of God. We are fighting invisible enemies. Enemies that we do not see. Do you see the devil?
No.
Do you see demons? No. Except God open your eyes, you don't see them. Are you understanding me? These are the enemies we have to fight with. It takes obedience to the word of God for us to excel. And as I round up this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, I'd like to read from the NLT translation. Glory to God. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully, look at that word, carefully keep all his commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the world. You know, when you read that, you'll be wondering, is this possible? Oh, my beloved, I tell you the truth, it is very, very possible. That's where God is taking you and I to.
Amen.
It starts just with a step, a little step. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But you must see yourself. He said, I'm bringing, if you will carefully do what I'm telling you this morning now, if you will keep to the terms of this covenant that I'm giving to you, I will set you above all nations of the earth. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, verse 2, you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Can I hear somebody say, I have capacity to obey God?
I have the capacity to obey God.
Please say it with confidence.
I have the capacity to obey God.
Say it one more time.
I have the capacity to obey God.
Will you rise up to your feet here this morning? Rise up to your feet here this morning because you have the capacity to obey God. No matter how tough the situation is, He has given you the capacity, the enablement to obey Him, to walk in His word. To walk in his favor. Lift up your hands and bless the God of heaven and earth and thank Him and connect with the word you have heard today. If any word came across you, now is the time to begin to appropriate that word to yourself. Begin to speak to God now. Speak to God. Talk to your Father. Talk to your Father. What a mighty God we serve in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for you are a God of covenant. You are a God of covenant. You are a God of covenant. Come on, somebody, begin to speak to the Lord your God. Begin to speak to the Lord your God. Speak to the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you're listening to this message, perhaps you've not given your life to Jesus. That means you are not part of the covenant. Jesus is the door to the covenant. Jesus is the door to the house of God. It doesn't matter who you are. Don't try to clean yourself. Come to Jesus just the way you are. And He will make you clean. It will make you clean. He will put you into the covenant. And the blessings of Abraham will become yours. If that's your desire, I want to lead you to pray this prayer after me. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. I am a sinner. Thank you for forgiving me all my sins. All my sins you have taken away. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. From now on, I surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you pray that prayer, you are saved. Glory to God. I rejoice with you. The glory of God is with you. Now listen to me, please. For this your journey to continue, there are certain steps you must take, certain knowledge you must know. If you are interested in going further, you can write to us, send us an email, info@thelovepavilion.org, and we will get in touch with you and be part of your journey. God bless you. The Spirit of the Lord God rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Everyone, please stand up to your feet wherever you are. I don't know if you are right now, wherever you are on the bed, you are on the chair, wherever you are. Please stand up to your feet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that never again you shall not be down in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Never again you shall not be down in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
No sickness will put you down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No finance will put you down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No emotions will put you down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From this day henceforth, you will be on top in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be on top in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree increase upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just before we share the goodness in fellowship, next Sunday is going to be an anointing service. Please prepare for it. It's going to be an anointing with financial fortune. The anointing will bring financial fortune into your life. Something wonderful is about to happen. Glory to God. I'm excited already because God is already working. I'm excited. I'm full of excitement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now give somebody a high five and say, my increase has started. Give somebody a high five. If you are there alone, clap your two hands together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed
Amen.
Be God. Can we share the goodness in fellowship together? One, two, go. All the days of our lives, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. See you on Wednesday in Jesus' precious name.